I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about some recent transparency legislation that he was a part of that was signed into law by the governor, but we started off our conversation with information about a public town hall meeting on energy legislation he's hosting later today. Here's more with State Senator Ed McBroom.
Yeah, so we've got the second town hall that I've been able to put together on really to talk to people about the energy legislation that just passed. We did one in Marquette. This will be one in Escanaba. We're hoping to do one a little towards the east and maybe one in the south and one towards the west. I'm working with the other UP legislators, and just people want to know. I mean, you know, some of us on the legislative team think they're bad. Some think they're good. That's the way the citizenry is, too. We had about 50-50 at the Marquette meeting. And it's a good discussion, and trying to dispel rumors and make sure people know, you know, what we honestly think and what's really in the bill, what's really not in the bill, and let people make their own decision from there.
And with this in particular, you're going to be talking about the legislation that has basically been put into effect now that has guidelines that a lot of people are saying are just unrealistic. Is that what you're hearing when you're talking with constituents? And maybe they're not necessarily against the idea, but the timing of it seems where the issue comes in.
Yeah, there's a lot of different perspectives, you know, from the side that's really upset about the local control issue. Mm-hmm. Those who feel like, hey, maybe this stuff, we don't like it, but it's absolutely necessary because it's saving the world. And I don't say that tritely. I'm not trying to downplay those views. Some people are very sincere about that and really have a very developed concept that they believe is scientific, that if we don't make these changes, we're dooming ourselves to a future of misery. So we deal with all of those issues, and I don't, at the meetings, I don't try to run one side down or the other. I give my clear opinion, but also try to share that, hey, people who disagree with me are sincere and really have reasons for doing this.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom here today, and the town hall meeting on the energy plan is today, 5 to 7 p.m. at Bay College. Doors open at 4, so if you're interested in heading there, that's when it's going to be. Another thing that recently was in the news was you and I have talked about transparency in government and getting more information out. Some legislation that you had co-sponsorship in that has been signed into law by the governor has to do with a transparency of financial disclosures of lawmakers. This may not be the biggest win in this issue that we've talked about, but this is a step in the right direction. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the people voted last year, November, to tell the legislature, hey, put together a financial disclosure and a conflict of interest disclosure law, and so we've done that. I was privileged to have one of the bills in the four bill package to do so, and it really is pretty straightforward what the title says. We will now have to disclose any sources of income or other potential conflicts, positions on boards, positions in companies, and even jobs that we might be taking right after we're in the legislature. And so all of those things will have to be disclosed on an annual basis. And even the taking of a new job, I got it changed right at the end so that, during lame duck, if you're taking a job in January, you've got to disclose that right away in the fall so that during lame duck session, you can't hide that fact. So it's a good step. There's a lot, you know, we need to do campaign finance disclosure reforms and many other things, but this was an important step forward.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you and I have talked about transparency. It's been something you've been looking into with colleagues for a while. It's a step in the right direction, but it sounds like there was a lot of people with this that said it didn't even go nearly far enough and there's much more work to do.
Well, and there were people who wanted us to put things into these bills that seem related, but as far as the law goes, weren't necessarily a good fit for these particular laws. And so, yes, there's a lot more to do. I'm proud to be partnered with Senator Moss out of the Southfield area. He's our current chair of Elections and Ethics, and he and I have been partnering on these kind of reform and ethical issues for a long time. And I'm very optimistic we're going to get more done.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.